time now to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service, men who often work around the clock, in which position they can be sure to get away on time. Typical of life at the ministry is the work of the General Assistance Department, a constant round of problems, puzzles, and queries.
This large post's a bit of a problem.
A large post?
Yes, there's five letters.
Large post, five letters, dear me.
What a tricky crossword this is.
Tricky crossword, certainly is. It's not done by 4 o'clock. I'll have to finish it this evening. Though I must say I don't like taking work home with me.
Excuse me, sir. There's a gentleman to see you.
I've got it, Caber. That's a large post in five letters. Those Scots fellas throw them about at their Highland games. Caber, C-A-B-E-R.
We're much too busy to see anyone at the moment, Mildred.
Oh, here he comes.
Is this Mr. Hamilton Jones' office?
Yeah, what is it? Now, what is it? You can't come in bursting in here like that.
Well, the permanent undersecretary sent me.
Oh, he can come bursting in here.
Sir Gregory sent you? Yes. Oh, what's it all about?
Well, my name's Blanche White.
Blanche White.
Yes, and I'm to supervise the redecoration of your offices.
Redecoration?
Well, surely Sir Gregory will have told you all about me.
Oh, yes, Sir Gregory will have told us all about him, won't he?
Oh, will he? Yes.
Look here. Redecoration means a lot of upheaval, doesn't it?
I must say, the place could do with some changes. I mean, this colour scheme, for instance, dark brown and grey.
I suppose it is a bit flashy. Perhaps something more sober would be better.
Oh, on the contrary, what we've got to do is brighten the place up.
Brighten the place up?
Yes, a bold splash of orange for this wall, a lilac for that one, some furniture for the 1960s, and an unbleached Hessian for the ceiling to give it that peasant look.
Peasant look? What's he talking about?
I don't know.
Look here, young man, we don't want any changes here, thank you very much. Hello? Never heard such nonsense in all my life.
What?
Redecorate.
This is Sir Gregory Pitkin.
Oh, Sir Gregory Pitkin, good evening.
Has that idiot Blanche White arrived
yet? Yes,
here?
I should say he has. The idiot's the right word for him. Has the audacity to say he wants to brighten the place up?
Quite. Well, give him every cooperation.
Give him what?
Oh, cooperation.
Oh, yes, yes.
Brilliant young decorator. Lady Pitkin has great faith in him.
Yes, he looks the type. Oh, surely...
But it's up to us in government service to set an example. Get modern. Encourage young new talent.
Yes, but don't get too excited, Sir Gregory, if I may suggest it. I want to ask you something. Is he going to redecorate your office, Sir Gregory?
Certainly not. I'm not having his half-baked notions here. I mean, this place isn't suitable for modernization.
No, of course not.
No, yours is.
Oh, I see.
So give him a free hand. Those are my instructions.
But Sir Gregory, Oh, he's rung off.
Now, over here, I'll put a mobile in cast iron and Swedish cork. I'll just pop into the outer office and let my imagination roam free.
Dear me, too. Sir Gregory says we've got to give this chap a free hand.
It's sheer vandalism. These offices have been brown and grey since the time of Pitt the Younger.
Yes, of course. Paint's darkened a bit since then. Perhaps it's hard to tell which is which now, isn't it?
Perhaps if we could show the fellow the original brown and grey, he might change his mind.
Well, that's rather a good idea, too. Why don't we pull out that filing cabinet? Should be some of the original colour behind there.
Oh, move the filing cabinet.
Yes.
Is
it heavy? Let me give you a hand.
Oh, thanks.
Well, that should be easier for you. I've taken my library book off the top.
Oh, that shifted it. Oh, look, there's a bit of the original wall colour.
Yes, I thought there would be.
Bureaucratic brown and government grey.
Good, that's it then. Hello, what's that on the floor?
Looks like a memo. So dusty down there.
Pick it up.
It is a memo.
What's it say?
It's headed to General Assistance Department, order for the demobilisation of 625 Battery, the Birkenhead Light Infantry. Is that our pigeon?
Well, we have handled that sort of thing in the past when the War Office were overloaded. Can't remember that one, though.
Good gracious, it's dated 1945. It must have been behind there all that time.
Yes, you know, the cleaners in this place are altogether too slack. We ought to give them a good talking to.
Yes, if ever we got here before they'd gone.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll leave them a stiff note underneath the hyacinth.
I say, well, I've just had a thought. Wouldn't it be funny if...
If what?
If that mob order had been forgotten for 20 years. And,
and you mean the whatchamacallit light infantry was still there? Is that what you mean? waiting for the demobilization.
They couldn't still be there, could they?
Oh, surely not. Where were they?
According to this, a gun site on the coast of Wales, near Llanemlyn Gog. Wherever that is.
No, of course they can't be there. Someone bound to have taken care of it. Mustn't let your imagination run away with you.
You reckon Jerry might be over tonight, Sarge?
Well, you never know, soldier, you never know. Turn that blasted gramophone off. You'll give away our position to every U-boat that's lurking round the coast.
Sorry, Sarge.
Put your tin hat on. Wait a minute. What's that inside it there?
Well, it's just a pin-up, Sarge. Just a pin-up. It's my favourite. Betty Grable.
Sport! Arty!
Ha!
Evening, sir. Carry on, Sergeant. Just having a prowl around. Everything all right, eh?
Sir.
A gun been checked lately?
Oh, yes, sir. It's in first-class condition, sir. Ready to blast any ruddy Messerschmitt out of the sky.
Splendid, splendid. And the shell. Anybody polished the jolly old shell lately, Sergeant?
Sir, Private Filchard and Smith have been on polishing duty all day, sir.
First class. Step outside a moment, Sergeant, will you? I'd like a word.
Sir, carry on, Private Attenborough.
I don't mind telling you, Sergeant, I'm getting worried about the men's morale.
Yeah, well, it's all his waiting, sir. Mm. See, they're itching to have a go at the enemy, sir. It's over 20 years.
No, you don't have to tell me how long it's been. 20 years, and I'm as anxious as anyone to have a crack at the Hun. The devils are obviously lying low.
Yes, sir.
Come to that, you know, we haven't heard from our own chaps lately.
No, sir. Not a word from anyone since 1942.
Mm. By the way, Sergeant... Now there's only one shell left. We can't go popping off at anything that flies over, you know. Got to be sure.
Yes, sir. I mean, they seem to be flying much faster these days, sir. It's hard to tell which is ours and which is theirs.
Damned awkward.
Permission to speak, sir.
Carry on, son.
Well, sir, some of the chaps, you see, they're wondering why we've had no contact with base all this time.
Well, they've got Private Attenborough to thank for that. If he hadn't dropped the radio back in 42, we'd still be getting messages.
But begging your pardon, sir... There is the question of Lee.
Sergeant, you know our orders. This is a first-line gun site, to be fully manned at all times. No leave, no 48-hour passes till further notice. When base are ready to relieve us, they'll do so.
Ah.
I know it's tough, this blasted wilderness, 25 miles from the nearest village. No mail services, no contact with civvies. But we can't have any snacking.
Sir.
Look, I'll tell you what. Get the chaps together tomorrow and I'll give them a bit of a pep talk.
Infernal nuisance, this decorating fellow, too, wants to take away my marble inkstand and quill sharpener.
Yes, yes, but what's worrying me is this army unit at Llanelim Gog.
Is it?
I can't find any record of their
no,
ever
it's a
being
tricky
discharged.
Business, tricky business. Tricky name, too.
Lucky Mildred's boyfriend's at the War Office.
Is he still there?
He's making a few discreet inquiries over there.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me, sir. I've just heard from Bernard. He's been down in the War Office basement.
Yes, Mildred?
He says there are still a dozen D-mob suits hanging there. Double-breasted pinstripe with 24-inch bottoms.
Oh, dear.
Do you think they could be... I mean, for the chaps at Llanelim Gog, they'd never forgive us.
Oh, I don't know two double-breasted's coming back, I mean,
it's not just the double-breasted. Well, 20 years gone, the isolation, the... Oh, dear, my mind's boggling.
Now, pull yourself together, two. Pull yourself together. We don't know they're still there.
Well, hadn't we better go and see?
What do you mean, go down ourselves?
Yes, if they are there, we might be able to cover up. If someone else finds them first, there'll be a... Terrible hoo-ha.
Yes, but the Welsh coast's a long way away, and I think I've got an engagement tomorrow. What is it now? Oh, yes, one of Mrs. Hamilton-Jones' bridge parties. You're invited, too. Well, you're quite right. We'll go.
Well, the nearest railway station's Abergaburt and Duffy, 40 miles from the camp. I looked it up.
Oh,
too, have never had a more uncomfortable train journey. Seems a lifetime since we left Victoria.
Oh, I don't know. It's only been 8 hours, and lunch in the restaurant car broke the monotony.
You know, I can't say I really enjoyed meals on a train. I'm still trying to remove the last traces of that mushroom soup from my right ear.
Oh, is that what it was? Never mind, we're nearly there.
Nearly at the end of the line, you mean? We've still got 40 miles of uncharted bog to cross.
You are in a cross move, man. Ever since the bookstall at Victoria, when you bought The New Politician just because people were watching.
Well, one has a position to maintain.
If you'd got the Sunbathers Annual like me, the time would have passed much quicker.
But if those soldiers have been there for 20 years, we'd better keep the Sunbathers Annual out of their way, I think.
Yes, but... Oh, dear, that mob in the next carriage is singing again.
It's an extraordinary crowd, very strangely dressed, did you notice?
Sort of forage caps and camouflage jackets.
Dark glasses, one or two of them.
Yes, I think they're foreign.
Oh, is that what it is? Yes, quite right, you're probably right.
There's one of them coming down the corridor.
Oh, good heavens, look at him.
Guten Tag, you will be delighted to have me join you.
Oh, he's delighted to have me join him, yes, yes. Well, I'm sure he will, yes.
I am from the party in the next carriage coming.
Oh, he's from the party in the next carriage.
They're singing, beautiful, is it not?
Yes.
Was giving me a headache.
Oh, was it really giving him a headache, Popper?
My friends and I, we are from the Bavarian Bird Watching Society. We are come to watch your British birds.
Come to watch our British birds? You don't say.
Ach, but I do say. You see, so far we have watched 127 birds, not counting one which I suspect we watched twice.
We better count that, hadn't we? How incredible.
Yeah, but it's not too bad for one day. Now, tomorrow we shall do even better. We have set a target of 150 birds. It's our first time in Wales.
And it is for bird watching you wear these camouflage caps and coats?
Yeah, the British birds, they are most suspicious, you see.
Yes.
And we try to make ourselves as inconceivable as possible.
Inconceivable. Very quaint, isn't
and,
it?
And you, sir, are you also come for the call of nature?
Ought he to talk to me like that? No, you've got it all wrong, sir. We're travelling on business.
In Abergaburton Duffy?
Oh, no, much further on.
Yeah,
that.
A little place called Llanymlyn Gog.
Yes.
Funnily enough, we're not too sure where it is or how to get there.
Ach, then, permit me to help you. It's very difficult for you in a strange country.
Yes, very nice.
Very nice.
See, now, I've got a map here. Llanymlyn
Gog.
Llanymlyn
Gog.
Let me see. Llanymlyn Gog.
It's a very remote and rather small place, somewhere between the mountains and the sea.
Ach, so, here, I have it.
Oh,
interesting. Yeah, it's nearby the last recorded nest of the white-throated grabble bird.
Oh, is it?
Isn't that marvelous, one? Yes. This gentleman's found the place for us.
Oh, very kind, very kind. I wonder if you can tell us how to get there.
Well, just a moment. I look in my book. A moment. Yeah. You get the green bus to Merthyr Tydfil, Sycombach. There's a 3:40 bus today, being the early closing festival. You change buses at Laffle and again at Bettis Dillon.
Yeah, I'll just make a note of that.
Allow me to present my card.
Oh, thank you very much.
Heinrich von Schnabel.
Oh, I got it upside
do
down.
Do?
Yes, Heinrich von Schnabel. How do you do, von Schnabel?
Please, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no.
Station is near. I must return now to my group. I hope perhaps during the next few days I shall run over you. Auf Wiedersehen.
Up to the group.
Unusual fella. Do you know, I think you were right about his not being English.
Oh, I spotted it right away. Anyhow, he's found the Llanymlyn Gog.
Yes, but that's all right as far as it goes. But it's only the nearest village to them. The camp is 20 miles further on. The usual cockeyed Whitehall planning.
Right, men, settle down. Now, I've gathered you here today to give you a short talk. I know how you're all feeling. A bit bored, eh? Lost that first flush of enthusiasm. Yes. Wondering what the enemy's up to while we're here waiting, eh?
Yeah,
better get him back to attention, Sergeant.
What?
But
okay.
Yes, much better. Now, look, I know this delay's got on your nerves. It's got on mine, too. And that's exactly what Hitler wants. He hopes we'll go running back to base to find out why we haven't been relieved. That's when he'll strike. And remember, this is just the kind of place he'll choose to invade. A swift blow to the soft underbelly of the Welsh coast, and within days he could cut off Britain's supplies of vital commodities, like coal and leeks. Now, that's why I say to you, we must not go running back to base. There must be no slacking. And another thing, you've had no contact with the civvy population for a long time now. I don't regret that. There may be some among them who by now are talking of negotiating with the enemy. Appeasement? In other words, giving in. Now, if you should ever meet any of these mealy-mouthed pacifists, I hope you know how to treat them. I hope you show them that
these... Sir, what? There's two men approaching the camp, sir.
What's that?
Private Attenborough's on lookout, sir. Stand to attention, lad, and report properly. Keep quiet and speak up.
There are two men, sir, approaching the camp, sir.
Enemy parachutists?
I don't think so, sir. They're both wearing bowler hats and carrying umbrellas.
Sounds like a disguise. Sergeant, send a squad to pick them up and search them. I'll interrogate them in my office in 15 minutes. Brace up, men. This could be where the balloon goes up. Right, Sergeant, it's clear enough. These two are enemy agents masquerading in civilian clothes. Even if we didn't have proof, you could tell this one here from his heavy Teutonic jaw and that tough militaristic bearing. So, you are Heinrich von Schnabel, yes?
No, of course I'm not Heinrich von anybody.
Well, that's the name on your card. It's here in black and white. Did you deny it?
Yes, I mean no. That is, I don't deny that's the name on the card, but I do deny...
Just a moment, I think I can explain everything quite simply. I think, you see, this card was given to us by a Bavarian bird watcher on the train.
That's right, on the
yes, let's say he wasn't a man who watched Bavarian birds. He was a Bavarian man who watched British birds.
Yes, pretty good, that is.
And he didn't like the singing, you see. Well, he did like the singing, but it gave him a headache. He set a target of 150 birds, including the grabble bird.
Oh, yes, I've heard that tale before, my lad. Hmm? Admit it now, you're a couple of Jerry Spikes.
No, look, do listen to me. This is all a misunderstanding. I realize you've been out of touch for some time. We're here to put you in the picture.
Aha, you came to photograph my gun sight, you spy.
Oh, dear, it's awful of me. Even to do. Don't get so excited. We're from the ministry in London. The ministry, we're British. B-R-I-T-I-S-H, British. My name's Hamilton Jones. This is Mr. Lamb.
Yes, that's quite right.
Got to admit, they speak the lingo pretty well, Sergeant. They could be telling the truth. What do you think, Sergeant?
May I speak to the prisoner, sir?
Carry on, Sergeant.
You. Who scored 364 at the Oval in 1938?
Well, Len Hutton, of course.
And you.
Yes. What would you do if a strange young lady threw her arms round your neck and kissed you?
Oh, I'd apologize at once.
Sir, they're both British.
Well done.
Well, 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 very well done, Sergeant. Well, well, well. Welcome to the camp, chaps.
Thank you.
I hope it's good to see you. You know, you're the first visitors in 20 years. Forgive the interrogation, of course. You can't be too careful, you know. Especially with you being given that card, eh? That's quite a joke. Get our guests some drinks, Sergeant.
Oh, I've
always forgotten how to treat people we've been here not so long. But you can tell them in London we're okay. Still keen. Keener than ever. You'll have a lot to tell us.
Yes, we have, rather. You see, my dear Major, it's like the... To, I think you'd better tell the Major the purpose of our visit.
Me, yes. Yeah. Well, that is, for instance, where a bit of... I think it might come better from you.
No. You're doing very well.
Oh, dear. I'm not, am I?
Well, perhaps I could come in here.
We've only got
one shell left, you know, and 80 tins of bully beef. Oh. Now, how soon are you sending us more food and ammunition?
How soon are we? Well, it's rather funny you should ask that question. Maybe a bit of a coincidence, isn't it?
Yes, it's terribly funny.
Yes, well, what's the answer?
Well, what's the answer? Just wait a minute. I'm afraid there aren't any more supplies of any kind coming here, Major.
What?
We've actually come here to close this gun site and demobilize your men.
Demobilize? Yes. Has London gone stark raving mad? Well, are we fighting the Germans or are we not?
Oh, you've put your finger on it, Major. We're not.
What?
We're not fighting the Germans anymore.
They're giving up. We're going to let the enemy walk over us.
Drink, sir. What will you be taking?
Put those ready drinks away, Sergeant. These men are here to try and persuade us to give in.
Sir, I would have sworn that they was British.
They're British, all right, but they're not from the government. They're from some splinter group trying to start a surrender movement. Quislings, defeatists.
What?
Those are the mealy-mouthed pacifists I was warning the men about.
I'm not mealy-mouthed, am I, too?
Let's have a look. No, I wouldn't say you were. No, certainly not.
By Gad, it would have been better for you if you had been Jerry spies. I'd soon have a brace of honest Jerrys and a couple of traitors.
Look here, Major, kindly let me explain.
I won't hear another word from either of you. Sergeant, lock him up in the guardroom at once.
One, you look as though you haven't slept too well.
You're right, I can't say I have. On the other hand, from the way you've been snoring, anyone would think you were used to sleeping in a cell.
I was pretty tired after
what
yesterday.
What a day, too, what a day. 8 hours on the train, 3 on the bus, 2 in a pony cart, 1 on foot, and straight into the soup.
Funny how that man in the pony cart wouldn't bring us all the way here.
All that nonsense about the locals believing these hills are haunted.
I suppose that's why this wretched gunsite hasn't been discovered all these years. The ghosts frighten people away.
Well, I wish they'd frighten us away.
How long do you think the Major's going to keep us prisoner?
From his manner, I should think just until he can have us court-martialed and shot.
Oh, no.
He's living in a world of his own, that fella. Like old Rudge at the Board of Trade. Do you remember old Rudge at the Board of Trade? What? Do you remember him? Delusions of grandeur. Used to grow watercress in his out tray.
Yeah.
Nasty mess. Nasty business.
To return to our predicament, hadn't we better start thinking of how to get out of here?
Get out of here? How can we get out of here?
Well, we're prisoners. We ought to form an escape committee.
An escape committee.
I've got it. They're bound to allow us some exercise, aren't they? We could build a wooden vaulting horse, and then you can hide inside it and start to dig a tunnel.
What with? My bowler hat, I suppose. Do stop talking nonsense. All we can hope is that London realise where we are and put an end to our problems before the Major does.
London? Oh, dear. Then the whole thing will be out and we'll be in terrible trouble. Sir Gregory will go mad.
You two, pull yourself together, yourself together. Now, I'll tell you what we have got to worry about.
There's something else?
Yes, the Major still thinks there's a war on. He's in a savage mood and he's still got one shell up, whatever he calls it.
Well, I know all that.
Well, let's hope he just doesn't find anything or anyone to fire that shell at before this thing gets sorted out, that's all.
Come, he'd never fire that big gun of his here in the heart of peacetime Wales. Even the Mad Major couldn't find anything to shoot at here.
Good. We are here. My friends, we are now only a few hundred yards from the last nesting place of the white-throated grebble bird. You all wearing your gray forage caps and camouflage jackets? Good. We will advance across these fields in extreme silence, and I think we may all have an amazing surprise. Ready? Right. Advance.
What's that, Admiral? Speak up. You heard what?
I heard marching feet, sir. And this marching song sounded like German to me. Come from the road through the woods, sir.
Well, through the woods? Yes. But that'd be... Good Lord! Look, Sergeant, look.
Oh, blimey. The fields are swarming with Jerry troops. Look, sir. Forage caps and camouflage jackets. They must be Jerry's.
I can hardly believe it, sir.
Can't you? This is what we've been waiting for, man.
But, sir, these Jerrys are coming from inland, not from the coast.
Don't you see? It all fits. The rest of Britain's been overrun already. That's why these collaborators have come down from London. We are the last line of defence now, not the first. Sound the alarm, Attenborough. Now, rifle fire's no good. There's too many of them. It'll all rest on the good old cannon here.
Stop.
Our only hope is to fire this shell right into the middle of that big group there around their leader. There could be a few gongs going around for this.
Come along. You're not telling me enough. If you're going to be at the only window in the cell, you've got to keep up a running commentary.
But I've got to mind I don't fall off this stool.
Never mind that. Never mind what's happening out there.
Terrible one. All those bird watchers are swarming over the field.
Are they?
The Major's about to fire his big gun at them. The Major's raised his arm. It must be the signal. They're going to fire now. Hello?
What?
Something extraordinary has happened.
No.
The whole gun barrel split open and the shell just fell out. They're all looking at it in amazement.
Well, that seems to be the end of that then, doesn't it?
The gun sort of collapsed. No one's been hurt at all.
Excellent, excellent.
But I wonder what went wrong. They're supposed to have been practicing with that gun for years.
Yes, probably a bit different this morning.
Different? But, one, you know something.
What do you mean?
Yes, you do. I can tell from your face.
Can you?
You've been up to something. When you were let out for your morning exercise.
Well, I didn't like the idea of that shell being fired, as I told you, so I took certain steps.
Certain steps?
I thought if I forced something down the barrel, whatever you call it, might prevent the shell coming out, which is what it seems to have done.
Force something down the barrel? But yes. What could you find to force down the barrel?
11 tins of bully beef.
11?
Yes. Now stop fussing, too, and tell me what's going on out there.
Yes, well, the Major seems to be addressing his men. It's something about a sticky wicket, time to declare their innings closed. Hello, he's brought them to attention. They're going to march off. Look, one, see if you can get a foot on this stool. They're going to march past here and out through the gates. Here they come.
Soldiers were livid when they found out they'd wasted the best years of my life.
Of course, they did get 20 years back pay in a lump sum plus gratuity. I gather they pooled their money to open a holiday camp on the Welsh coast.
So it's all straightened out.
In a way, yes, but we're very worried about Sir Gregory Pitkin. He hasn't heard about it yet, and when he does, he's sure to hit the roof.
Ah, there you are, too. Listen, I've just been having another look at that memo we found behind the filing cabinet.
Yes?
Oh, that's the phone, isn't it? Yes. Hello, hello. Hamilton Jones here.
Sir Gregory Pitkin here.
Sir Gregory. Yes, it's Sir Gregory. Yes, hello to Sir Gregory.
Now, what the blue blazes is going on down there?
What's the blue blazes?
I've just had a call from the War Office.
Yes?
Seems they've had to give out 20 years back pay to a platoon that should have been demobilized back in 1945.
Oh, you've heard about that, have you? Rather humorous, don't you think?
What? Humorous? What?
Well, depending on your point of view, of course. Yes.
Of all the incompetent bungling, of all the sheer harebrained idiocy, yes. What have you got to say for yourself?
Glorious weather for the time of year.
don't hedge, Hamilton Jones. There's been an unholy muck-up. And I shall see that the man responsible is made to pay for it.
Quite right, Sir Gregory.
And the man responsible is you.
Oh, no, Sir Gregory.
In all my... What? General Assistance Department lost that demobilization order, didn't they? You're in charge of that department, aren't you?
Well, yes and no.
Yes and no? What the devil do you mean, yes and no?
Well, I am in charge now, but I wasn't when the order was sent in 1945.
What?
I'll just see who was in charge in 1945. I've got the demobilization memo here. Now, let me see. It was addressed to... Oh, well, what a coincidence. It was addressed to and initialed by, it seems,
yes.
Mr. Gregory Pitkin.
Lord,
you were in charge of this department 1945, if you remember.
Yes. So
of course, it was a very small memo, easily misplaced, eh?
Yes, of course. And of course, we don't want to be too hasty.
Oh, no, not, no. Absolutely, Sir Gregory, mustn't be hasty.
Yes, quite so. Yes, better to use our discretion, I'd say. let the matter drop.
I should, Sir Gregory, yes, I quite agree.
Well, goodbye, dear old Hamilton Jones.
Goodbye, Sir Gregory.
Oh, well done, one.
Thank you. Seems we're not the only ones who make mistakes.
No, I'm afraid we're not, one. There's a letter for you from the War Office.
A letter for me from the War Office?
I'm afraid so, one. You've just been called up for the Army.
Muddling through as the men from the Ministry were Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch. Others involved were Norma Ronald, Warren Mitchell, David Nettheim and David Graham. This program was written by Johnny Mortimer, Brian Cook, and Edward Taylor, and produced by Edward Taylor.